Speaking of that, actually, real quick, you like I've said, you've had well over 100 sort of big stars. Any favorites? Like, is there anyone that you've always loved as far as music or acting that has come through there?
Yeah, do you know, personally, I don't, it's a part of the business that I don't get involved in. I very rarely know. I'll come down at the end of the day to wander into a studio and they'll say, and there'll be a picture of somebody on the desk and it'll be Will.i.am or whatever, or Mary J. Blige, and it'll be Kelly Rowland. I'll be like, oh, were they in today? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We leave them to it. You know, we treat the studio like a hotel room for them. The engineers in, obviously, the record company people are in. We're not running in and out going, oh, I just wanted to say hello. So from my point of view, I don't get that involved. But really, honestly, for me, the person that's been in here for me is Paul Weller, because he was, I think he's amazing at what he does, and he's a real icon, and I was just really excited to have him in. And he was one person that I did say to the record company, I'd love to meet him if I could. And I met him in our, obviously everywhere in the world now is non-smoking, and a lot of these pop stars smoke. So we have a little smoking area here. And I felt really guilty because we were both having a fag in effectively a back alley, a very unglamorous back alley. And you know, I'll rephrase that for America. I know that means something completely different in America. We were both having a cigarette in a back alley. And as soon as I said that, I knew you were going to get jump on that.
I was just going to clean it up for our American audience. That's all. I was going to make a comment.
And I said to her, I said, do you know what, if you want to smoke in the studio, that's fine. And he did, and bless him, he'd had a couple of cigarettes in the studio, and he came out and said, Sandy, I can't smoke in there, it's too nice, it's going to smell horrible. And he was really cool about it, so that kind of cemented it. And I ended up going on holiday to LA, and he put me on his VIP list, so I went to see him at a concert in LA. So I built a, you know, he wouldn't know who I was today if I bumped into him, but and he comes in here quite regularly. But yeah, it was quite a big deal for me, for somebody like Paul Weller. So answer your question,
I noticed a picture of Chris Brown, upstanding citizen Chris Brown, giving the shocker in the studio.
Yeah, you see, now I didn't even know who Chris Brown was. That's how out of touch I was with him. And everyone's going, Chris Brown's in, Chris Brown's in. I'm like, who's Chris Brown? And I think at the time, he still is Rihanna's boyfriend,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So it's really interesting. I guess we all have people we know, and even you can be the most famous star of hip-hop, and you can walk past someone in the street who's never heard of you, or you could be a famous country singer and no one's ever heard of you. It's just the way it is. So if you're not into that particular thing. Yeah, of course it happens all the time. So
I'm in a big country station, so I see all of them. And I'm not the biggest country fan. I like it, but there's definitely been some big country stars come in here that I didn't even know who they were. So I know that
exactly.
Is.
Do you know the reality of people you admire, or people that you just think are amazing? What do you say? You walk up to someone and go, "Hey, I think you're amazing." What a conversation stopper that is. Where's that going to go? So your other option is to walk up to someone and go, hey, I loved your 1971 album track 4. I thought that third bar beat was... Do you know what? It's like sometimes it's better just don't. Just say, hey, I saw Chris Brown walking down the street today. Unless you've got... It's so hard, you know. It's like I can't chat up a girl at a bar, let alone talk to a famous person about their music or whatever. I just don't see the point. I just don't know where that conversation's going to go. So,
agreed.
Do you know what? You know, if you want to meet somebody... Look, I'll tell you, just going back to Chris Moyles, one thing that is really interesting, he's a famous guy here now, and a lot of famous people listen to his show. And I often meet very famous people when I'm out with Chris. So there's a big this will be an interesting story for the UK audience. There's a girl, big star here called Lily Allen. I don't
Lily's
know if she's
big
doing
over
anything,
here
so.
Real big
all right
over here.
So people know who we're talking about. There's a little cafe opposite Radio One. Chris and I regularly go for a cup of coffee when we have our meetings to talk about jingles and stuff coming up on the show and what he's going to need. Anyway, we were sitting at this cafe, and there's a mad woman in the cafe who comes out to Chris and says, you can't come near me, I've got a restraining order on you. And she's obviously not, you know, she's not completely there, and we kind of go, okay, fine, well, we're going to go in 5 minutes, and we don't say anything. Next thing, this girl comes running along, this sweaty girl with a dog, and Chris goes, that's Lily Allen. So she comes over, hi, Chris, how are you? And I'm, oh, this is my friend Sandy. Oh, hi, Sandy. And suddenly I'm in a conversation with Lily Allen, who's saying, oh, yeah, I'm just getting ready for the Brit Awards, and it's, yeah, I'm thinking about doing this. And Chris is going, oh, yeah, what do you think, Sandy? I'm like, oh, yeah, great, go for it, you know. And I'm suddenly having a conversation, because, you know, she doesn't know who I am, but that's fine. I'm obviously friends with Chris, and she knows Chris, so that's all cool. If you want to meet famous people, get a famous friend who knows the famous people, because then you will get introduced. You're not just the person going, oh, hello. And I see that when I sit in those conversations and the people coming into those conversations going, oh, hi, I was just wondering if I could get a picture with you, or, oh, I love your music or whatever. And it's like, it's all very nice. You take your picture home, you put it on Facebook, you tell your friends that you met Lily Allen, but you didn't really. Because,
well, it doesn't really mean, you know, anything, right? Yeah, I agree.
I don't know how we got onto that. I just thought it was an interesting line of. Scenario where, yeah, my advice is, if you see somebody famous, don't even speak to them. You know, if I saw Paul McCartney walking down the street, I think I'd just smile to myself and I'd tell my friends in the pub, I saw Paul McCartney walking down our street. But what the hell am I going to say to Paul McCartney? Oh, do you know, I really loved Love Me Do, but I thought the bottom end could have been a bit tighter, and the EQ you used on the snare drum, it wouldn't have been my choice. You know, what am I going to say to him? You know?
Right, and is there anything you think you can really ask him or say that hasn't already been asked or said? Because, you know, he's been around.
Yeah, I think they've probably heard it all, and they're probably quite happy just going down the street doing their own thing. So leave them alone. Leave the famous people alone. If I see you walking down the street, I will leave you alone.
Okay, thank you. I will do the same for you. I know that, I guess in America we're more of a coffee society, and then over there it's more of a tea society, but everybody's always writing something about your tea. Do you have some sort of special tea, like extra special tea at your studio there that makes everybody excited?
I want to do a joke about date rape drugs, but I think it's inappropriate, so I'm not going to do that joke. But I don't know what that is. Now, how they write about our tea or our toilets. The toilets here are amazing.
Yeah,
the toilet. Now, listen, the toilet thing is really quite simple. When we took the building, there was a toilet. It had three cubicles in it. I went in and said, right, knock all those out, put a big toilet in it, and put some posh tiles on the floor. So the toilet is ridiculously big. But I wasn't going to have three toilets in a row and say to the stars, right, you go in there and your record company exec can go in the next booth and you can chat about the next interview over your next next bowel movement, you know. So the toilet's quite nice. And the tea thing, I don't know, because we get the tea from the local supermarket and we stick a bit of milk in it. We don't do anything out of the ordinary. I think sometimes people they just don't know what to write, so they'll say, oh, nice tea. But I think we do look after people here. We do really, you know, go the extra mile. So if nice tea is nice tea. But we're not a tea society, we're a beer society.
Oh, that's
everyone
a good point.
Drinks too much. We're just a nation of drinkers. That's all we do in this country. You drink if you lived here. It's freezing most of the year.
You know what you hear, New Year, major holidays, every story that comes across the American wire is how the UK just had an onslaught of the biggest drunken 16 to 23-year-olds. And, I mean, man, it seems like if you're in that age range, you love to get hammered over there.
Yeah, and I don't know, and all the theories of, British people think that if Americans didn't have guns, less people would get shot, and Americans probably think if they raise the drinking age here, less people would get drunk. None of that's going to work, because it's
true.
A choice, you know, at the end of the day, it's a choice. This is turned into, we've gone from production to jingles to putting the worlds to right. I love this. We could just keep going now. Forget production, forget jingles. Let's talk politics. How's Obama doing for you?
I'm not the guy you want to get started on that.
Yeah, you see, and we love him over here. You see, for us, he's a hero. He's like this guy. We don't care that he's, you know, whatever he does to your country with your taxes or your health service doesn't affect us. We just think he looks nice.
Right, and you're not an American, luckily, in that regard, so you don't have to. He can destroy us, and it'll affect your nation, but
This is all so getting chopped out, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be totally honest. I will not bring up this political stuff on this podcast because it's just,
exactly. Just off the podcast for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It really is interesting, you know, because everyone thought, you know, in this country, and I say everyone, of course people didn't, but Bush came across as such a donkey. And Obama comes across as obviously less and less now as things aren't quite working out for him. And,
yeah.
You know, there's the English have a healthy, they love seeing people do really well and then failing. It's an English trait. It's like we build people up and knock them down.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting. It's interesting watching it. But as a character, he seems obviously so much more educated, more worldly wise, more aware of America's influence on the rest of the world, whereas Bush just didn't. But I know I speak to a lot of guys like you where actually the Americans on the floor are saying, this isn't good, it isn't going well, it's a bit of a disaster.
Well, I'm also a very right-wing type of person. I'm pretty conservative. But, you know, my biggest problem was, okay, for instance, would you hire a guy that had only opened Pro Tools, never actually used it, had no idea how to compose music, but had, you know, would you hire him to come in and compose jingles for your company? No. And Obama had about that much experience in politics. So what did you think was going to happen? You know, that's my attitude.
Yeah, you should work on a talk station. I like the colour of your jib. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Listen, Ryan, I think this. I think we've wandered all over the place. It's not probably been as concise, and I've probably talked far too much. And given
I've
given you an edit hell probably.